Okay. You know, the things going on in Eretz Yisrael, we have to mechazik ourselves in davening and learning, doing chesed, because, you know, it's hard sometimes to relate to it because we're not there. But, you know, if Rachman Olitzlan, the fellow Ezra Schwartz that passed away, a lot of you guys have friends that knew him, and it's a requirement upon us to better ourselves and make a cheshbon and nefesh, and that we can better ourselves and be mild at his neshama, highest points of God, but also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that there's an achdus in Klal Yisrael, that we are following his footsteps. We say every Shabbos morning in Tehillim, in Pesukei Dezimra, Im Anochi B'Tzar. What does that mean, Im Anochi B'Tzar? Hashem says he feels the tzar of people. There's a mandate that we always have to follow Hashem's footsteps, Kaviyachol. If he feels the tzar of other people, we have to as well. Rav Shechter just told me before Shir, he went to Shir and Mass to Menachem Olam. He said he sat there crying the whole time. This is a time for us to be able to what? Mechazik ourselves. And then if we're mechazik ourselves, we're mechazik Klal Yisrael at the same time. You know, the Torah really defines the difference in our parsha between Yaakov and Esav. Esav says, Yesh li Rav. Yaakov says, Yesh li Kol. What does that mean? So Rashi comments, it means, Yesh li Rav, Esav said, I'm a Baal Gaiva. I've got billions. Yaakov said, I have enough. Yesh li Kol. I have enough. You wanted whatever the money says, whatever he has is enough. From Rashi, you see Klor. Esav was a Baal Gaiva. Do you know the Gemara says, Katonti Mikol HaSidim, you can only have 1/64th of Gaiva. You have to have self-esteem, but you can't be a person to Baal Gaiva. Hashem says he doesn't want to be near a Baal Gaiva. He says, I cannot be in the same mechitz as a Baal Gaiva. So that's what we glean from Rashi. We have to be like Yaakov. Yeshli Kol. It's enough. I have enough. So yeah, billions, trillions. But if you look in the Kli Yakar, he has a different shot. And he says the following. He says that, Yeshli Rav, Esav said, I never have enough. I have a lot, but it's not enough. That's what Yeshli Rav means. First shot of Rashi is, you know, Gaiva. I have billions. Second shot to Kli Yakar is Yeshli Rav is, I have a lot, but it's not enough. It's never enough. The antithesis of Asameach Bechalko. That's what Esav is. He's always fetching for more. He's a Baal Gashmius. Do you know what the Gemara says? If a person's a Baal Gashmius, that all you care about is this world, you'll never be able to fulfill your titus. Adam Omeis with Chetzi Tava in his pocket. You love steak? You had 6 steaks? You need to have 12. You need to have 2 billion? You have to have 4 billion. If you're entrenched in Gashmius, it's impossible to ever fulfill the meter that you want to fulfill. And that's what Esav represents. And Yaakov says, I don't have that. I have everything that I need. Hasameach Bechalko. You know, they asked the Stipler once, if you're a Sandik, it says in the Gemara, it's a school for being wealthy. Sandik and a Bris. They asked the Stipler once, Rebbe, you've been a Sandik many times. Where's the geld? He said, I am an Asher. I said, my Sfarim, Kilis Yaakov, he says, they're learned in all over the yeshivas. Depends how you define shiris. Asher shiris is a Sameach Bechalko. That's the definition. And the truth is, if you ever look, the Vilna Gaon in the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. What does that mean? People that are drunk, the second that they're not drunk, they get upset. But someone who has a Lev Tov is always fine. He's always good. He's always in a fine state. It doesn't depend whether he drank a lot of wine. Do you know how the Ramah begins Shulchan Aruch? Shevisi Hashem l'negi somed. How does he end the Orach Chaim? The beginning of Orach Chaim is the thinking about Hashem all the time. I always have Hashem on my mind. Doesn't mean you have to think about Hashem every second, but there's an obtuse awareness of Hashem. You know what acute awareness is? They are looking at the wall, it's white. When a lady goes to the grocery store and just had a baby, her acute awareness is she's looking at the groceries, the Rav said. The obtuse awareness is the baby at home that she had just a few weeks ago. That's a yid when it comes to Torah. When it comes to Chesed, Tosfos says in Brachos Yad Alfmesh, why don't you have to say Birkas HaTorah, your night seder? Because he doesn't forget about Torah during the college. Not miyayish from the Torah. The Ramah begins, Shevisi Hashem L'negi Tamei, how does he end it? In Hilchos Purim? Tov, this pasuk, Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. You're always in a state of happiness because you're mistopic with what you have. You're so appreciative to this. Do you know the Gemara says that Hashem only rests his Shechina on a Navi who's wealthy and strong? Gibor v'asher. Do you know what the Ran? The Ran says literally. That's what the Ran says it means. Because people want to respect someone that's strong and is wealthy. So the Navi will command respect Chayesol if he's wealthy and if he's strong. Do you know what the Rambam says? Doesn't mean it literally. It means someone who's Gibor Kovish is Yetzer. Do you know what Usher means? Someone Sameach B'Chalkom. Then the Rambam, and it's interesting because the Rambam usually is a literalist. Of all the Rishon, the Rambam is usually a literalist. Here he says no, it means more esoteric. It means this notion of Yaakov Avinu that was not a kvetcher. He was dealt with, whatever he was dealt by Hashem. He dealt with it, and he appreciated it. What does it mean in the Pasuk when it says, Katonti Nikola Hasidim? What does Katonti Nikola Hasidim mean in the Parsha mean? So Rashi says, because he sinned. He was afraid of his Chatoyim. Shem Yigro Machet. Right? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, Maybe he's not worthy. He is not deserving of all this, of all the wealth and all the things that Hashem has given him. Everything Hashem gives us is a gift. Life is a gift. We forget it so much, and we even in Talmud Torah, the Vilna Gaon says, you know how people they want to. The kids are smart. How many blot am I going to learn? The Gaon says, don't worry about how many blot you're going to be able to learn. Just learn slowly, understand everything. You do 5-6 lines of Gemara like we did today with the Rashi, with the Tais, you understand the Chlor. All you worry about is Siyumim. Goes in one ear out the other, Chas V'Shalom. That's this notion of learning slowly. You learn it b'metinis. B'mesinis, the Vilna Gaon says. Because there's the notion of Sameach B'Chalko. Sameach B'Chalko means you have a privilege to be able to learn in yeshiva. And the truth of the matter is that if you have the right perspective to this, the goal in life is that, think about what victory is. What does everyone think victory is? You beat the other guy, right? Right? You beat the other guy. That's not what victory is. Yaakov, you know, gives gifts to Esav. You know how many gifts he had to give him? He has to bow down in front of Esav, and the Torah says it was a victory. That's what a victory is. He met all his goals. He was able to have his family serve Hashem freely. He could learn Torah now. That's the definition of victory. Not to pummel the other guy. The definition of victory is, did you meet your goals? And that's exactly what happened here. That's the right perspective. You have to have the right perspective, guys. You have to work on it. It doesn't come easy. People I see sometimes, in their adult life, they don't have the right perspective. They always look at the other guy, has this money, this guy has this car. The grass is greener over there. You have to work with it. You have to be positive in the sense that you're so appreciative of whatever our Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you. And the truth is that we find in the Parsha that Reuven is the first Baal Tshuva. Why is Reuven the first Baal Tshuva? With the story with the what? With the Mavab of the Mita, of his father. What do you mean? Adam and Cain did Tshuva. So the Teretz is, anyone who says Reuven did an Avera is mistaken. He was the first person that did Tshuva. When it really wasn't a chay on the books. No one had done tshuva before him on such an avera that wasn't on the books. If they did an avera on the books, they did tshuva. He was the first person in the world like this. Because that's having the right perspective. The right perspective is like David HaMelech. As a melech, it wasn't right what happened with Bathsheba. So private individual, we learned last year, he did nothing wrong, up he did. But But as a melech, there's many prokim to him. He says, chatati. The first thing when Nasan HaNavi comes in. We learned it in the beginning of the year, you remember? Chatati. Shaul starts pimpling back and forth with Amalek. Right? But the first thing that David says, chatasi, I sinned. And the Rav says, that's the difference between David and Shaul. He didn't bat an eyelash. He said, I was wrong. That's it. That's a right perspective. You have to have the right perspective. And that's what Yaakov Avinu has throughout the whole parsha. Esav does not. Yeshli Kol as opposed to Yeshli Rav. And even if you want to say, what on earth is going on in the parsha? I'm just going to close with this, with Shimon and Levi knocking off the whole city. You know what? The bottom line is they had the right approach. They had the right vision. They had the right perspective. How did they have the right vision, right perspective? Yaakov gave them Mussar, but what did they say back to him? He's supposed to make our sister a Zona? Yaakov doesn't say a word. They had the last word. Why'd they knock off the whole city? The Rambam says because they didn't judge their prince Shechem. The Ramban says because every citizen in that city was involved in the Shlosh Averis. The Orachaim HaKadosh said they were Rofim. Klai Yisrael is being pursued. The Chiddush Arim says the Bar Mitzvah Drasha of Shimon and Levi. They got up in Shul and they made a Bar Mitzvah Drasha and they said the reason why we knocked off the whole city, they were 13 and 12 at that time. They were Bar Mitzvah, Shimon and Levi. The Mepharshim knows it, Daf Tesem and Aleph. What was their Drasha? The guys did Mila, wasn't Lishma. You tried to steal the Simon Ten Hashem and the Jewish people. That's Gezel. Gezel is one of the Shem Mitzvah Noach. Chi of Misa. Lomdus. And what does the Meshech Chachma say? The last shot. They cause Chabala on themselves. Shalol Lishma. What is Chabala? Semi-murder. Matli katola paga, matli katola kut. Yeah, damgu anefesh. It's an abazrayo to murder. Chayv Misa. Five different sheets, we just said, why they knocked off all cities. So don't say they acted haphazardly. But they acted with a vision. Yaakov thought maybe they did it. They were out of line. Which maybe we'll talk a little bit more on Sunday. I'll be lomdus. But they responded and there's no response of Yaakov. So you guys got to always gauge yourself. Do I have the right perspective in this situation? Sometimes they have a situation of difficulty. Do I have the right perspective? Let me think back of how Yaakov would look at it. Yeshli Kol as opposed to Esav. Yeshli Rav. Okay, we'll stop there. Everyone have a good Thanksgiving and a good Shabbat.